Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. This is the time right now where you go, okay, I can no longer let other people's opinions and judgments and approval drive me. My art, my passion, my hobbies, my dreams, those things fuel me, not other people. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. So what if your parents don't support you? Who cares if your team doesn't support you? Who cares if your friends think you're crazy? Who cares if nobody in this world sees your dream? It is not your parents or your professors or your peers or the world's job to support your dream. That's your dream. That dream was sowed into your heart. That dream was given to you to nurture, to protect, to fulfill. It's not somebody else's job. So if your parents don't like your idea, you don't have to live your life to please just your parents. If your friends think you're crazy, it's not your job to make all your friends think that you're sane. If your professors or the people in your community think, oh my gosh, you're just reckless and crazy and stupid, it's not your job to prove that you're smart to them. Your job is to fulfill that heart's desire. Your job is to fulfill that part of you that is begging you and pleading you to follow your dreams, to follow your heart, to create your thing. So first and foremost, don't think that it is everybody else's job to support you. It's not everybody else's job to cheer you on, to give you money, to invest in you, to pat you on the back every time you walk into your house at night and you did a good job. It's okay that other people have a different vision for themselves than you do. Just like you don't need to judge other people because you don't like their dreams, their desires, or the way they live their life or do their 9-to-5, then you shouldn't worry if they judge yours. And that's the first thing I always tell people is, it is not other people's responsibilities to support you or to believe in you. And I know that. You know, when I wrote my first book, no one believed me. I quit my 9-to-5 job and everyone goes, "You're so crazy to quit this job. Who are you to be a writer? You're a dumb kid." And it's true, who was I to be a writer? But I didn't worry what other people thought or if their judgment was approval for me to go ahead. In my heart, I knew I wanted to write. I wanted to create. And that desire was what I listened to, not other people's judgments or opinions. And remember, most other people's opinions are completely uninformed opinions about you. So I say, first and foremost, own your dream. It's yours, your job to cultivate. It's okay if nobody else believes you. I also think it's really important to realize that you often get more believers the more momentum you get. So stop just talking about this thing, you know? Maybe you've been talking about something for 3 months, 5 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years. You're gonna go do that thing, you're gonna do that thing, you're gonna do that thing, but you don't do it. That's why you get a lot of doubters, is because a lot of people just talk and they talk and they talk and they talk, but they're not implementing. The more you implement, the more believers you get, but also the more implement you do, the more haters you gather, because people start going, "Well, I wish I could do that," or "Who do you think you are?" And so guess what? The more you follow your dream, often the more judgment you're gonna get too. You'll get more believers and more judgment. So if you don't deal with that fact that most people won't support you, cheer you on, understand you, believe in you, then as you get more successful, you'll be crushed because you'll feel rejected, you'll feel outed, you'll feel like you're stupid, you'll feel like this is the time right now where you go, okay, I can no longer let other people's opinions and judgments and approval drive me. My art, my passion, my hobbies, my dreams, those things fuel me, not other people. That's so paramount. If you can't limit your exposure to them, then change how you react to it. You don't have to accept their energy. You don't have to integrate their criticism. You don't have to pull into your body, into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, their value judgments against you. You don't have to replay their words in your mind over and over and over again. As I've written 6 books now, I have been surrounded by so many critics and so many judgments. You know, we have 200 million video views of my videos online. Guess what? A lot of the people were haters. But instead of seeing them and getting angry about it, I just see it and it's like, swipe. It doesn't affect me anymore. Part of maturity is getting that point where you can see criticism and see hatred and not make it your own. Not make it about your identity. To allow other people's opinions and judgments to live out there because they're not gonna go away. You need to accept that. The criticisms, the judgments, the hatred, it's not going away. You'll probably only hear more of it as you grow, even as you get more fame or more people liking you or more people accepting you or you get promoted. People ultimately will support you as you get momentum, but people will still hate you. So if you don't deal with it now, if you don't make a switch in your mind that says, either I'm gonna limit my exposure to them or I'm gonna change how I react to them, you will always be slave to other people's opinions, and that is not a life of freedom that you want to live. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits,
how extraordinary people become that way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.